Well, this really is an honour. Who are you?
I'm Matt, from the World Service side of the BBC.
And your Twitter name?
Mr. Matt Wade.
And we're stood directly above TV studios, is that right?
Yeah, this is TV Studio E, I believe. Being of the radio persuasion, I'm not 100% au fait, but yeah, this is where the BBC News at 1 came from for the first time.
Today?
Today. We are literally standing on Sophie Raworth's head.
I hope she's not going to complain too much. So we're looking out of what appears to be, well, I don't know whether we're looking out of a fish tank or into a fish tank, but down below us, I dread to think how many LCD screens and how many... Is everybody down there a journalist or are these producers? And
I think they're mainly journalists typing stories into the big BBC pot of stories.
And there's a kind of a large red carpet area that if you are standing or existing within there, everybody looks really busy, unsurprisingly, because there's a good chance you're going to appear on TV in the background as they're doing bulletins. And there appears to be a robot looking down from overhead, Orwellian style. What is that?
It's a robot, and it's basically designed to kind of quality control your stories. It's a laser pointer on the robot. And as well as appearing on camera, if you don't do particularly well, it will zap you.
So it, to all intents and purposes, it looks like a robot camera on rails to give beautiful overhead shots that they can add to news bulletins, but you're saying that it will vaporise lazy journalists. This is the future of journalism right here.
Delivering death first, yes.
So let's talk about the non-lazy side, the radio, where you're from. What's your role here?
I'm one of the senior studio managers for the production operations audio global side of it. So I deal with the 28 foreign languages here.
So you've moved here recently as well?
Yeah, we moved from Bush House. It's actually last weekend, something like the 11th of March, was our 1 year anniversary of the first language service, the Burmese, started here 1 year ago.
Wow. And how do you feel actually recording audio right now in what are possibly the noisiest doors in the whole building?
It's slightly quieter in our studios, just slightly.
I think we should go and have a look. Should we head there now?
Yeah, let's.
Appreciate it.